It is Monday, September 23rd, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Ron Hayes joining us here. Ron, still a lot of stuff going on in Washington with this farm bill.
Yeah, we're still trying to sort everything out, and Congress is out for a couple of days. They'll be back. The House will be back on Wednesday, and hopefully the Rules Committee will start working on some procedural things to be able to get to a point where they can appoint conferees. We've got some comments from Congressman Frank Lucas on that today. We'll talk ag weather. Also talking about cattle on feed numbers. Tom Leffler helps out on Beef Buzz later on.
All right, very good. Also, Jim Appel's coming up here with the market looking of the ag calendar. I've got a news update coming up as well. That and more on Midday Oklahoma right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the...
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring-bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale.
Seven minutes past the hour. I'm Dave Lanning. Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Thursday's House approval of the nutrition part of the Farm Bill was expected to result in quick House and Senate appointment of Farm Bill negotiators. House Speaker John Boehner said as much the same day, but not so fast, as if anything with this bill was fast. American Farm Bureau Director Dale Moore has heard indirectly from another ag lobbyist.
Our understanding now is that the nutrition bill that passed H.R. 3102 on the House floor will have to wait until a procedural motion or rule or something of that nature gets it linked back up to H.R. 2642, which is the farm bill the House passed back in July. And then that combination of the two bills then heads over to the Senate.
Calls to the Speaker and Majority Leader's offices went unanswered, while several farm groups issued statements calling on House leaders to name conferees as soon as possible. But Moore says adding another procedure to get to conference, while it may enhance the House's bargaining position on food stamp cuts, only further delays House-Senate talks as the clock runs out September 30th on an expiring extension of the 2008 Farm Bill.
We've got yet another mile, I guess, added to our wandering through the pasture to get to conference on this. And again, I would be just making it up if I tried to explain to you why and how this is the way it has to work.
Moore was even more candid when asked if additional House maneuvers would antagonize Senate negotiators.
I can tell you from my experience when I worked on the Hill, anything that delays the process of getting started, particularly if we're talking the rules of the House versus the rules of the Senate and the conflict or collision therein, yes, it does cause frustration, and it just seems like there is a desired attempt to put as much agita into the Farm Bill conference process as possible before we get a chance to get started.
Leading Moore to predict an official kickoff to the Farm Bill conference probably won't start until October. His hope is that once the four ag leaders take back control of the Farm Bill, they may finally inject some sanity into the process. Well, the short-term spending plan approved by the House on Friday morning would fund government operations through mid-December, but withhold funding for the president's health care law. The legislation would fund federal agencies at an annualized rate of more than $986 billion and leave automatic spending cuts known as sequestration in place. In addition to the language that prohibits any funding going to implementing Obamacare, the measure authorizes the Treasury to pay some bills and not others in the event Congress does not reach a deal to increase the debt limit next month. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. Jim Appel and Justin Lewis take a look at the markets. Also, Ron Hayes has the ag weather update. We'll come back in a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Cowley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA. Grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no import of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our markets looking at midday?
We're having a slow news day today in the financial futures markets. We have the Dow Jones in December down 64 at 15,339. The December S&P futures are down 8.5 points at 1694 even. And then the U.S. dollar index is virtually unchanged at 80.54.5. And then the 30-year treasury bond up 11 ticks at 132.01. The biggest news over the weekend was really regarding in Germany, the Chancellor Merkel was reelected in what was considered a landslide victory, meaning more of the same in regards to the policy in the European Union. But that will kind of work itself out over time. But that's really the biggest news up to this point. Crude oil futures are generally weak this morning. We're down 95 cents in the November. Crude oil futures at 103.80. There's a lot of talk as we go back below the moving averages that this market could go down to the mid-90s again as the risk premium for Syria and the other Middle East tension comes out of the market. We've also had a pretty mild weather pattern going through the Northeast and into the big demand centers for natural gas, and that causes natural gas to be down about a nickel today. We're still overall a pretty good price for natural gas at $3.64, down 4.7 cents in October, but that mild weather pattern and no real threat of hurricane developing in the Gulf of Mexico has kept that under pressure. Unleaded gas and heating oil are both following the crude oil lower today. We're down about 4.4 cents in October. Unleaded gasoline at 264. That's going back to the lows we saw just a little over a month ago. And heating oil is down 2.7 cents at 297.63. The cattle futures are higher here today following an on-feed report Friday, which was considered bullish. And we came in at on-feed of 93%. We're looking for 93.5%. Place we came in at 89%, and they're looking for 91.6%, and then marketed was 96%, and we're looking for 95.5%. Generally, overall, these contracts have made new highs in the feeder cattle and the live cattle, which has caused some short covering and driving the market up. Corn futures are up 2 cents here at midday. Soybeans are down 5 to 6 cents, and wheat is strong, up anywhere from 4 to 6 cents.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number, please.
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will look at all the latest market numbers right after this as Midday Oklahoma continues.
Not many foods are fun to wash cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
15 minutes past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's update you on those futures markets here today. Over on the livestock futures, October live cattle up 75, 126.70. December's up 82 at 130.57. October feeder cattle up 172 at 161.90. November's up 150 at 162.25. October hogs up 5 at 90.10. December's up 25 at 86.32. We'll check the grain trade when we come back in just a moment. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
A big job needs a big truck. Call Esker Chevy at 1-800-NEW-CHEVY and get a new Chevy diesel truck for $13,000 off MSRP. Esker Chevy is your heavy-duty heavyweight. Call 1-800-NEW-CHEVY or visit EskerChevy.com. When it comes to diesel trucks, nobody does it better than Esker Chevy. Call 1-800-NEW-CHEVY and get a new Chevy diesel truck for just $34,239. Esker Chevy is your heavy-duty heavyweight. Call 1-800-NEW-CHEVY or visit EskerChevy.com.
Grain trade today, December wheat, Kansas City's up 3.5 at 6.96 1/4. March is up 2 3/4 at $7 even. December corn's up 2 cents at 4.53 1/4. March is up 2 cents at 4.65 3/4. November soybeans down 5 3/4 at 13.09 1/2. January down 5 3/4 at 13.12 1/4. And October cotton is down 20 at 83.13. December's down 23. At 84.29, the crude oil complex, November's down 93, 103.82, December down 75 at 102.96. That's an update on your futures markets. Ron Hay steps in now with the latest agricultural weather.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Midday Oklahoma does continue. I'm Ron Hayes, our first fall edition of our program. Fall has officially started, and it looks like a gorgeous week of weather ahead, open weather, weather that it will be very, very conducive to allow these tractors and grain drills to get into the fields, and a lot of planting of winter canola, winter wheat, very likely over the next few days. In some cases where we got larger amounts of precipitation last week, it is just now really starting to dry up enough to where we'll be able to roll once again, but roll we will. We'll be getting some details on how much of our crop we put in the ground as of yesterday. Later on this afternoon, when we get our crop weather updates. But no matter what, this week there will be a world of wheat acres and a world of especially canola acres going in across the southern plains. As far as the weather patterns are concerned, let's talk about where we are ahead. Going to be looking at over the next several days. We'll get to that right after this.
It's the special replacement Cowan Bull Sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon. Over 700 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, and bulls have been consigned. For more information on this sale, go to McAllisterStockyards.com or call them at 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. The McAllister Union Stockyards special replacement Cowan Bull Sale. Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale. After several weeks of hot and dry weather, from really from mid-August into the early days of September, we've turned off very nice. Of course, a week of some off-and-on rain showers in many locations. Last weekend into the early part of this last week, does look like that. In fact, we got rain all the way down into the Wednesday-Thursday time period and have now basically turned dry once again, it looks like, but with much more pleasant temperatures as we begin the fall season. The U.S. Drought Monitor that was issued last Thursday shows that we've got a little bit of our territory with no drought, portions of Kay County, a little bit of Noble County and over into Osage County. For the most part, most of our area right now is in the abnormally dry category, not in drought per se, but in the abnormally dry category. You get into moderate drought as you get out into the western half of Woods County, portions of Major County, Woodward County, and then on down toward Clinton and Lawton. And then there's also severe drought, extreme drought, and some exceptional drought still in both the Jackson County and Tillman County locations in the southwestern corner of our state. Overall, Drought Monitor not looking all that bad right now. According to Alan Crone with the News on 6 over in Tulsa, we've got basically an upper-level system that's moving out of Colorado today. That's moving rapidly east-northeast away from Oklahoma. After this upper-level system passes to the north, bringing some cooler conditions, slightly cooler anyway, a mid-level ridge of high pressure will be the dominant feature for the next few days. This ridge will move eastward by the end of the week, allowing for a slight increase in moisture values by Friday and Saturday. And we'll talk about that, what it means as far as our forecast is concerned, the latter part of this week, in just a moment.
Times have been tough. Every day, more folks are cutting back. Schools are tightening the belt as well. That's why there's bacon. Thick slice, mouth-watering, blue and gold bacon. When you buy Blue and Gold's famous breakfast sausage, chicken tenders, and yes, that bacon, you're supporting fundraising for important educational programs in your community. To find out who's selling in your neighborhood, visit blueandgoldsausage.com today. Blue and Gold Sausage. Giving never tasted so good.
Daytime highs all this week will be into the 80s, low 80s at the beginning of the week, upper 80s by the end of the week. Overnight lows, upper 50s, low 60s. Chances of precipitation by Friday night, Saturday, it looks like, as we get toward the weekend. That is our agricultural weather. Stick around. More to come today on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you lift your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you lift, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal building. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV, to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Monday. We'll take a look at the Beef Quality Summit class. We'll look at Pushmataha Field Tour. And we'll also take a look at a Native Plant Materials Conference. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower. The Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering. A $6,000 value for free. Plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers. Farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
What is the second most tender cut of beef in the beef carcass? How is tenderness measured, and is aging really that important? In total dollars, what is the most valuable product produced from the beef carcass? What drives the basic economics of the cattle and beef industry? The Oklahoma Beef Council, in cooperation with the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center at Oklahoma State University, will be conducting a beef checkoff-funded program that allows participants to see and feel firsthand the answers to the above questions and many more. The Oklahoma Beef Quality Summit is an extremely hands-on course that lasts 2.5 days. The next Oklahoma Beef Quality Summit classes are scheduled for Monday through Wednesday, October 21st through the 23rd, and Wednesday through Friday, October 23rd through the 25th, at the OSU campus in Stillwater. The program begins at 4 o'clock on the first day and concludes at 1 p.m. on the last day. Using the National Beef Quality Audit as the foundation, the Beef Quality Summit course offers participants the opportunity to see the causes and results of quality challenges facing the beef industry. Summit attendees evaluate live cattle in an effort to predict quality and yield, then follow the cattle through the harvest and grading process. Attendees will actually fabricate a beef carcass into wholesale meat cuts. The class spaces are limited and they do fill up quickly, so if you'd like to attend, you can go to www.fapc.okstate.edu/workshops/BQS. Landowners looking to get the most out of their natural resources should plan now to attend the Fire, Wildlife, Timber, and Cattle Grazing Annual Fall Field Tour on October the 8th at the Pushmataha Wildlife Management Area. Participants will gain a better understanding of how to use prescribed fire, timber harvest, and cattle grazing to meet land management objectives, integrated timber, livestock, and wildfire management, stocking rate and carrying capacity considerations for running cattle, and ways to maintain and promote overall forest health. The tour will take place from 1 to 4 p.m., and there is no cost to attend. If you'd like more information, you can contact Jack Waymeyer at 918-569-4239. Anyone who wants to know the latest information regarding native plant materials should make plans to attend the Native Plant Materials Conference slated October the 10th at the Oklahoma State University campus in Stillwater. The informational workshops are geared toward industry specialists such as landscapers, nursery personnel, greenhouse growers, and master gardeners, as well as individuals who are gardening hobbyists. Early registration is $85 and must be postmarked by September the 30th. For more information, you can contact Stephanie Larimer at 405-744-5404. The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. That's it for the Monday Ag Calendar. If you have a calendar I would like to share with us, just drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
It is just about half past the hour on Midday Oklahoma. Hope you're having a great Monday so far. I'm Dave Lanning. We'll have a news update coming your way when we come back right after this.
Your next chance to buy cattle the Superior Way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
Well, our farm director, Ron Hayes, steps in now, and he has the latest on the farm bill.
Dave, there's been a lot of focus over the differences between the Senate and the House versions of farm policy when it comes to the savings in the nutrition spending over the next 10 years. $4 billion of the savings in the Senate, $40 billion of the savings in the House version. That'll be tough to reconcile, according to the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas. But he says you got to also remember it's not just the nutrition that we've got to work out. Commodity title has got some work to be done on it as well.
And don't forget, it's not just the differences between the food stamp numbers to be addressed, but also in the commodity title policy differences. The Senate has a major focus on what many of us refer to as shallow loss crop revenue. And in committee, before the bill left the floor, they made some adjustments in the direction of price protection in a couple of commodity groups, but they're heavily focused on shallow loss crop revenue. The United States House version has passed and sent to the Senate for consideration as a very strong, I guess you'd describe it as choice proposal. Yes, you can pick shallow loss crop if you want, but if that doesn't fit your commodity group, it doesn't fit your farming pattern, it doesn't fit the conditions in your region, then you'd have a shot at what we refer to as a price protection option. That still has to be sorted out, Mike. The difference between the two commodity titles, but it's not anything that can't be overcome.
Comments from the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas. We'll have more of the comments that Mr. Lucas made in a conversation with Mike Herger, Philip Farm broadcaster from North Dakota, shortly in our Ag Conversation segment up and coming here on Midday Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes.
USDA released its cattle on feed report on Friday. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum has the latest numbers.
The number of cattle on feed on September 1st in U.S. feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or greater was just under 9.9 million head, which was about 7% below a year ago. We placed just under 1.8 million head in August, which was down 11% from a year ago. And we marketed just under 1.9 million head, which was 4% below a year ago.
In this report, according to Shagan, we're looking at the impact of a declining number of cattle available. When we return, Ron Hayes joins us with his latest edition of Ag Perspectives. That's up next on Midday Oklahoma. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Our midday Oklahoma agricultural conversation today with Congressman Frank Lucas. We invite our friend Mike Herger, fellow farm broadcaster from North Dakota, to join us today. He had the chance to visit with Congressman Lucas at the end of this last week about the procedure of getting Tom Friese named for a House Senate Farm Bill Conference. We're back with Mike and the Congressman in just a moment.
It's the special replacement Cowan Bull Sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon. Over 700 head of bred cows, hares, bred heifers, and bulls have been consigned. For more information on this sale, go to McAllisterStockyards.com or call them at 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. The McAllister Union Stockyards special replacement Cowan Bull Sale, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Research is helping farmers. Farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
This past Friday, Mike Herger, fellow farm broadcaster from the Red River Radio Network, caught up with the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, on the phone, talking about what happens now that the nutrition standalone bill has passed the full House. Next up, obviously, at some point, will be conferees to be appointed by the House, but there's some stuff that has to happen first.
You came through the nutrition battle yesterday. When do you expect the conferees will be named?
My understanding is from the lawyers and the parliamentarians that we have a procedural motion that we have to do next to combine the freestanding food stamp bill passed on the floor of the United States House yesterday, along with the what I call it the farm bill that we passed back in July. Once that is done, then the legislation will go to the United States Senate. They would have the option of accepting it. I think that's not very likely to occur. They'll reject, I would assume. At that point, they'll ask for a conference. We'll agree to a conference. They'll appoint conferees, and we'll appoint conferees. So mechanically, because we're not in session again until Wednesday, it's probably the following week before we can actually get the conferees appointed. But I promise you, the hurdles have now cleared. This is procedural stuff. It's just a matter of how many days until we have conferees and can begin to officially work on all the matters that we've been unofficially working on for months now with our friends in the United States Senate.
So, Frank, do you think were there enough feathers rattled here? Will there be any political damage here that will affect the farm bill?
The debate on the freestanding food stamp bill, which was centered around $40 billion in reforms, some really dramatic changes in policy, the ending of automatic food stamps, the work requirements for able-bodied people, just some really dramatic stuff. Surprisingly, the debate was sincere, it was focused, it was passionate, but it was not over the top by anybody. It was rational. I think we all left the floor yesterday understanding where and why we were in the positions we were in. So, simply put, while working out the differences between $40 billion in food stamp reforms, as the House would like to do, and $4.5 billion approximately, as the United States Senate will like to do, is a tough matter. Nonetheless, everybody's speaking, and everybody's on cooperative terms. So, we're ready to launch.
The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, visiting with Mike Herger to the Red River Radio Network. And as always, Mr. Lucas, optimistic that things are going to work out. I guess we'll wait and see when those conferees are actually appointed. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaning calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlant has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlant seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlant by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email. Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring-bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale. Howdy neighbors, good afternoon everybody. Time for us to check your agricultural markets. Mighty glad to be along with you today. Here we are rolling along with you on this Monday, 23rd of September. And tell you what, a little stronger today on our wheat futures. Anywhere from about 2 to 6 cents a bushel on Kansas City, Chicago wheat futures. We're flat on corn today. Soybean futures are down 8 to 9 cents a bushel. Down fractions on cotton futures today. Cattle futures are higher though, both live cattle and the feeder cattle contracts. As far as everything going today, oh, by the way, crude oil futures under some pressure today. As far as everything goes, we start with the cash cattle trade. We'll get to that and more in just a moment. Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaning calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. In feedlot country, dollar higher at the tail end of this last week in feedlot country. $1.24 on feedlot cattle for the Texas Cattle Feeders Association on about 6,200 head being sold in the open marketplace. Wholesale box beef trade, choice beef up 70 cents at $193.09. Select beef, $176.45, up 49 cents. $16.64 now, the choice select spread with 107 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. Checking our auction barns, 5,000 head at the Joplin Regional Stockyards. Steer calves opening steady, heifer calves weak to $2 lower. No early test on yearling cattle. Demand and supply called moderate. The medium and large frame number one feeder steers from 5 to 600-pound calves, $1.58 to $1.73. 6 to 700-pounders, on the calves, $1.54 to $1.60. Some 7 to 8 weights, just a few yearlings, $1.48 to $1.48.50. That was in Joplin. 8,500 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Yearling steers and heifers not well tested in the early rounds. Steer and heifer calves steady to firm, limited comparable offerings. Demand moderate to good on the classes. Looks like had some 325-pounders, a package at $2.25 a pound. Some 480-pounders, $1.93. 5 1/4 to 575-pound calves, $1.65 to $1.75. Fleshies to $1.63. Some 540-pound fancies, $1.82. 6 to 700-pound calves, $1.50 to $1.60. Yearlings, 7 1/4 to 750-pounders, $1.58 to $1.64. Had some 775 to 890-pounders from $1.50 to $1.53. 4,050 heads, the Woodward Livestock Auction. Yearling steers called steady to $1 higher. 7 to 8 weights ranging from $1.57 to $1.65.5. And 8 to 900-pounders, $1.48 to $1.57. Mercantile Exchange, we've got the live cattle contracts October up 72 cents, 126.67 today. December up 72, 130.47. The October feeder cattle up $1.77 at 162, $162 even. Our grain are all Cedar Cotton Futures and the Energy Complex up next.
When it comes to diesel trucks, nobody does it better than Escort Chevy. Call 1-800-NEW-CHEVY and get a new Chevy diesel truck for just $34,239. Escort Chevy is your heavy-duty heavyweight. Call 1-800-NEW-CHEVY or visit EscortChevy.com. A big job needs a big truck. Call Escort Chevy at 1-800-NEW-CHEVY and get a new Chevy diesel truck for $13,000 off MSRP. Escort Chevy is your heavy-duty heavyweight. Call 1-800-NEW-CHEVY or visit EscortChevy.com.
When you cook healthy meals with your kids, you'll be just like peas in a pod. Cooking together provides great bonding time and teaches kids smart, nutritional habits. Celebrate Fruits and Veggies More Matters Month in September. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Want your kids to feel plum amazing? Add more fruits and veggies to their plate. Healthy snacks like apples and bananas help kids maintain a healthy weight. Celebrate Fruits and Veggies More Matters Month in September. Learn how at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the December contracts of hard red winter wheat futures up 3 1/4 cents, $6.96. March of next year at $7 a bushel, up 2 3/4 cents. And July 2014, up 3 3/4 cents at $6.92 3/4. December Chicago soft wheat up 5 1/2 at $6.51 3/4. March is up 5 1/4. The December new crop corn, $4.51 1/2, up 0.5 cents. March is up 0.5 cents now, $4.64 1/4. November soybeans, the new crop soybeans, are down 8 3/4 cents, $13.06 1/2. We've got January, $13.09 1/4, off 8 3/4 cents. October cotton down 19 points, 83.14 cents a pound. Crude on the December new crop cotton down 23 points, 84.29 cents a pound. Crude oil off $1.16 a barrel now, 103.59. Natural gas off by right out of nickel at 363 per million BTU. And that's the way the markets are shaping up. Have yourself a great afternoon. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma.
It's the special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon. Over 700 head of bred cows, hares, bred heifers, and bulls have been consigned. For more information on this sale, go to McAllisterStockyards.com or call them at 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. The McAllister Union Stockyards Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon.
If you want a complete tractor package, there's only one place to get it, E&K Equipment. Right now, get a John Deere 3032E tractor package for just $20,499. It comes fully loaded with a 3E series tractor, loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and an 18-foot trailer, so you can take on any task. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 73113 restrictions apply. All attachments and instantly included for John Deere or Frontier branded P&K equipment for details.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you lift your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you lift, describe, and take pictures of their pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find it in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz. The name of our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today, Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. We're talking cattle on feed numbers from this last Friday after this. Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaning calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. Well, the latest cattle on feed set of numbers are out. They were released this past Friday afternoon after the markets wrapped up for the week, 2 p.m. Central Time on Friday, as they always are. And for the second month in a row, very friendly numbers coming in from Uncle Sam, simply confirming the fact that we've got a lot fewer cattle in the feedlot pipeline right now, fewer cattle on feed, and fewer cattle being placed into the nation's feedlots, substantially fewer compared to 1 year ago. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities joining us today, and he talks about the numbers from this last Friday's report.
Well, the cattle on feed report is friendly, but that was pretty much expected. Got to keep in mind, last month we had a bullish report in the cattle market completely ignored it and never really showed any enthusiasm to the upside. Hopefully this one will get us up higher on Monday. Our September on feed came in at 93%. The trade was looking for 93.5%. Now this equals 9.876 million head of cattle. It's 6% below the 3-year average. Kansas was down 9% on feed, Nebraska down 7%, and Texas down 7% also. Now this is the second largest September on feed of the past 10 years. This is the first on feed number below 10 million head since August of 2010. Now, the August placements came in really friendly at 89%. The trade was looking for 91.6%. This means we placed 1.788 million head of cattle. That is 17.8% lower than the 3-year average. This is the lowest August placement of the past 18 years. Kansas was down 11% on their placements, Texas down 8%, and Nebraska was down 6% versus a year ago. The weight breakdown of the placements under 600 pounds was down 16%, the 600 to 699 pound category down 12.2%, 700 to 799 pound category down 9.5%, and 800 plus down 7.5% versus a year ago. The August marketings came in at 96%. The trade was looking for 95.5%. This means that we marketed 1.883 million head, and it is 4.8% below the 3-year average. This is the third lowest marketing for the year of 2013 and the second lowest August marketing in the past 18 years. Nebraska was down 6% on their marketing, Texas down 3%, and Kansas was down 2% compared to a year ago. Now, this is a friendly report, but it was pretty close to being in line with expectations other than the placements being a little bit lower than expected.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, talking cattle on feed numbers. You've got the Beef Buzz on. It's the Moth Land and Cattle Company complete dispersion sale. Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590.
Well, our time on Midday Oklahoma today rapidly winding down. Our soapbox comments still to come, though, in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
Every day of my life, I use leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting, planning, and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and of course on the internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaning calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday, Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
So, Dave, as we're wrapping up our program here on this Monday, interesting commentary coming out of last week's nutrition standalone bill and the vote that got it across the finish line and sets us up potentially to get to conference sooner rather than later with the Senate on trying to wrap up a 2013 farm bill. One of the things that was a part of that standalone nutrition bill that netted as many as 20 Republican votes were the different expiration dates for the farm and nutrition bill. The farm bill traditionally has gone for a 5 or 6 year period. The nutrition title that was turned into a standalone bill expires after 3 years, only authorizing the nutrition title for a 3 year period. It seems that this is several things, several dynamics that are potentially going on. One is that might truly break the Farm Bill Food Stamp Alliance. Maybe, maybe not. Or it would be at least a solid negotiating leverage in the conference with the Senate to try to get a little bit more as far as reductions in the nutrition spending. Or, at the very least, it was a solid sales pitch to House Republicans. Marlon Stutzman from Indiana says, that was it. That was brilliant, he says. That's actually a big selling point for me and for a lot of other conservatives. And as we mentioned, roll call saying that aides are theorizing that the decoupling reauthorization maneuver won over more than 20 Republicans at the end of the day that got the bill successfully across. Of course, it only passed 217 to 200, so it might not have passed if that decoupling was not a part of that measure. Some interesting dynamics there as we continue to watch the development of this 2013 Farm Bill. That is our time today. Have yourself a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you being along with us for the ride here at Midday, Oklahoma. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, we certainly appreciate that. And that's going to do it for us here on this Monday edition of Midday Oklahoma. So glad you could join us today. I'm Dave Lanning, and for Ron Hayes, Jim Bell, and Justin Lewis, we invite you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for our Tuesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. It's right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.